was unbearded. And that's how it's going to stay.
It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. I always say I'm half Italian. People say which half, and I say my mustache. But I wax. I don't have a beard, but boy, these people do that are in our studio today. MJ Johnson, Gary Faulkner, and Natalie Johnston.
Hey.
God.
Thanks for being here, guys.
Thanks for having us.
What an impressive array of facial hair on all three of you.
Well, thank you.
Outstanding.
Now, Natalie, is this your actual facial hair?
No, it's not. It's synthetic hair that I put on my face.
It is.
And why?
I was jealous of the two men, and I wanted to fit in.
It's just designed in ribbons and twirls. And actually, Gary, yours is just, and we took some video. We'll put it up at WGNRadio.com and on our Facebook page. But Gary Faulkner, yours is just this long, like ZZ Top-esque beard, and it's painted to the American flag.
Yeah, absolutely. It's my freedom beard.
Your freedom beard.
Yeah.
But MJ Johnson,
see how you describe this.
I don't even know what, like a triceratops.
Yeah.
It goes up off on the side.
Here we go.
Bill, help.
Well, your head now with the hair is almost like the shape of a W.
Yes.
Part of your facial hair to your left, part to the right. And it extends out, I would say, roughly 8 to 10 inches from your head, right?
It's
quite a span.
I say W because he's a winner.
Is that? Oh, that's beautiful.
We actually measured it.
You guys are competing. Explain this whole competition you're involved in.
All right. We have the National Beard and Mustache Championships. They're in Tinley Park, November 8th and 9th. But there's 50 categories and mustache, partial beard, full beard. So somebody with just a mustache doesn't necessarily have to try to compete with Gary.
Right.
Craft beard categories where you can make your beard out of whatever you want.
Oh.
Realistic and creative.
Oh.
I mean, you name it, they'll make it out of it. Bottle caps, bacon,
bees. I've seen bees. Yeah,
beer bottles.
Anything goes. It's actually amazing. You're guaranteed to see something you've never seen before.
And people get discouraged if they see like somebody like me with a really long beard, but that's okay because they're not going to usually ever be in my category.
Right.
There's so many categories. Well,
yeah. So, Gary, with your particular beard, how long, like, do you remember the date that you started growing that particular beard?
Specifically, because mine started as a bet at work with a coworker. I used to work in orthopedic sports medicine.
Yeah.
And a girl was, you know, busting my chops because I was always clean shaved. And she bet me $1,000 to not shave for a year. And that was on St. Patrick's Day, also my wife's birthday. And here I am almost 9 years later.
All right, speaking of your wife, if I just may jump in, does she like that?
She had a problem with the mustache being too long because she couldn't kiss my lips.
Yeah.
So she's okay long as I keep my lips to where you can see them.
So you have to trim it.
Yeah, so I definitely trim my mustache.
Yeah.
Which helps with eating, so it's okay.
How long is that beard?
Over 2 feet, so
If I straighten it,
it's definitely close to 3 feet.
And MJ, it's not really a beard. These are like mutton chops.
Yeah.
These are your sideburns that have
So that'd
come
be the
up.
Partial beard category. So it's halfway in between a mustache and a full beard.
Right.
So the mustache kind of blends into the sideburns, and then it creates like a gigantic W triceratops.
Yeah.
is the goal.
Have you been described as a triceratops
before?
Nope,
I really like that one.
All right, you can
congrats.
Use that.
It's on your resume now. So you all know that when you just walk around in public, you're going to get a lot of people looking. There's no question. Is that a good thing or a bad thing, or how does that make you feel?
My wife loves that. She walks 10 feet behind me on purpose so she can watch the reactions the second people walk out of my eyesight. And she says it's absolutely hilarious. I've never seen it, but I guess it's pretty funny.
You've never seen it? Like, no one's ever reacted? Like,
well, once they get behind me.
I've seen them
go. Well, they start tapping their buddy next to them and all
this.
That stuff.
Yeah, it's honestly... Natalie, go ahead. I don't want to cut you off.
No, I wasn't going to say anything.
Yeah, I was just... It's, you know, if you can go to, like, Times Square or a place where there's thousands of people and you can just literally pardon the people and everybody's getting out their phones, that's us.
That's
literally.
And it makes a lot of people smile.
Yeah. And
I'm sure.
And it's a good, I mean, it's something fun. It's different. It brings people together because everyone's intrigued because you don't see something like this every day.
Yeah.
So.
Natalie, what about for you? When you just walk around and people are looking, you look at it as a positive or not?
Well, I don't usually walk around like
this.
Oh,
you don't normally? No.
You're just here to help promote.
So, but on the way, while we were walking here, people were staring.
Sure.
Because it probably creeps them out seeing a woman walk around with a beard.
Oh.
But there are women that actually grow facial hair.
There are. Super. There are several really good women too. Who actually have beards on an everyday basis who embrace it.
Yeah.
And they're beautiful women. And
yeah.
Yeah. I fully support them.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's one. Rose is one of the judges at this year's competition. She's got a really good beard.
Yeah. Oh. So once this becomes part of you, part of your personality, what would have to happen where one day you go, all right, I did the beard, I did the enough of this, and you just shave it off. Will that ever happen for you or not? You don't think so?
I mean, for me personally, this has opened so many doors for me. I get to work in like movies and TV shows now and
have
a talent agency.
Yeah.
And I usually know right away whether I'm at least going to get an audition because they either love my look or they're like, no, that's too much. But it's definitely opened the doors for some really good things for me.
Yeah, so. I've done TED Talks for the University of Minnesota. I'm on the cover of Remington Beard Trimmers.
Oh, excellent.
I didn't think that would happen. So it's too much fun. Like I said, this door's kind of open up for you.
Yeah.
Endorsement deals. We're all over that. Pepsi, where you at?
And it's just not Schick or any of the
well, no,
companies.
That's not true because I shave our heads.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And I've shaved my chin.
Yeah, you got more work.
So. Yeah.
All right, so what does it look like if you don't have product in it?
I can show you a picture. Yeah. It looks like I put it in bands, and so it looks like two. It looks like a Viking beard, kind of.
Oh, yeah.
Down to the right here, and that's the one that my wife likes the most.
Yeah.
So this is pretty ridiculous.
Yeah.
But in general, I look handsome when it's not.
What's the dumbest? What's the dumbest question anyone's asked you? Unless it's a question Wendy or I have asked you today, in which case just pass by this question.
The questions that get asked the most are: is it real? And then I tell them it is, and then they say no, it's not. And then they want to know how do I sleep. I get that one.
That's actually a pretty good question.
Right. But it's flat. You take the product or wash it, and then it's just soft and furry.
Yeah. Kinda. Yeah.
I get annoyed with, do you ever get food in it? Like,
I bet you do.
Of course I do. Come on.
You have to.
Yeah, I'm like, it'd be impossible to not, you know?
I would not eat chili if I were you.
Love chili.
Then you get asked if it's for Movember.
Yeah.
Like March.
Oh, right.
But there's nobody grows this in 30 days.
No, it's impossible.
Like, there's no way it's for that.
It's impossible. All right, we'll discuss these further in just a little bit. 312-981-7200 if you have a question or a comment. MJ Johnson, Gary Faulkner, and Natalie Johnston are all in studio with us, participants at the National Beard and Mustache Championships being held at the 350 Breweries Insanity Factory located in Tinley Park, Illinois. It's $10 for spectators, exhibition competitors $5, coming up, like I said, November 8th and 9th. You've done many of these competitions before.
Yeah.
What sets this one apart? Is it different in any way?
Oh, yeah. This is it's actually new ownership a little bit, too. So there's more categories.
And, you said 50 plus,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so it's usually somewhere around 17.
Yeah.
So it's kind of welcoming in different looks and getting new people that like a different one a chance to get a little bit of the limelight a little bit.
Yeah.
And we got the local charities and stuff, too, this year. But
who are the local charities, can you say?
It's Oscar Mike, Paws Tinley Park, and Together We Care.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Very, very good.
And I understand there's a military and veterans category for the first time ever in Nationals history. Is that happening this year as well?
What is it?
This is on your press release. Military and veterans category. Sorry. And for the first time ever in Nationals history, four ladies categories. That's what it is.
Absolutely.
I read it wrong.
That's really cool. Yeah, the veterans category on Friday, and then the four different craft beer to women's categories.
Six.
That's right.
Wow. When did this whole thing begin? I mean, when was the first ever competition?
The first U.S. Nationals was 2009, but the World Championships came about in the 1990s in Europe, and so it's got a pretty rich history.
Yeah, we're slowly taking it from
Europeans used to be like the major powerhouse, like untouchable. They come over and just monster truck all the categories, but now the U.S.
What are they doing differently?
Trucks.
What are the European beard growers doing differently?
Their style is
their
a little
style
different.
Style was better. There was like a more practice. They invented the categories, so they kind of invented them for stuff that they were kind of good at already a little bit.
Ah.
And so they had like
a lot of Germans.
Yeah,
a
lot of Germans.
Who was the first person to ever do funky stuff with their beards?
They say...
Is there like
Bernhard,
a grandfather
yeah,
of...
That's actually what was his Gerhard? Nickname is. Gerhard Knapp. And yeah. He's like a barber in Germany, and he kind of invented it, and he looks great.
Still to this day?
He still competes.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
He's got to be an older guy.
Yeah, he's an older guy.
60s or 70s.
He'll show up in a pink suit with like a lampshade hat, I'm not even kidding, and then like swirly dudes looking out of a dream or something in right. his beard. It's awesome.
There's a picture of Gary, and I love like circles and polka dots and rings. And there's He's a picture gone. Of you. This is in a previous competition, yeah. And it just looks like ribbons of your beard. It looks so cool. How do you even come up with the inspiration and the ideas to do something
so,
like that?
You know, my beard is so long that it actually benefits me when my wife comes to the events to have an extra set of hands to help me.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
But we just more or less, like, I just start separating my hair in front of the mirror and just start throwing stuff around until I find something I think looks good. And then for my category, I think it's the hardest to win. The full beard freestyle is a very hard category because, some of these guys come from Germany and these other countries, and everyone has a different look, and you just don't know what they're going to come up with. So
the term freestyle literally means anything goes. You can do anything
absolutely.
You want.
Now, you can't use things to hold your beard up. Like, it has to basically support itself. You can't use, like...
structural
like
things.
A piece of tape or, like...
Plywood.
Yeah.
Plywood.
Yeah. You know, cement, you know. Hairspray, pretty much, is all you're going to be able to use.
Is there a particular kind of hairspray that gives you the hold? Because I really spiked my hair crazy in the 80s, and I don't
What'd
think
you
I...
use? Aquanet?
Aquanet and Final Net. There was something called Final Net back
Most
then.
People use Got to Be Glue overall.
Yeah. All right.
So I still have Dippity Doo in my office if you guys need any Dippity Doo.
I'm a Dapper Dan man.
Wow. I remember Dapper Dan. Wow. The American flag is relatively a new thing for you, right?
No, about four. This beard, actually, I posted a picture on 4th of July about 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And it literally was like just like a fire, like in the... in California.
Really?
It burned up the internet. And it was shared in like every barrack in the military, and I mean, I'm talking like millions of shares total. So
millions.
That's amazing.
I mean, it. So I know 9Gag was one of the first big places that shared it, and it had like 500,000 likes in like 3 hours.
Yeah.
Speaking of smoking, I hope none of you smoke, because between all that hair and the Got to Be Glued, you guys will explode.
Yeah.
All right, good.
Wouldn't want that. Just nothing like that.
Be careful. That's our biggest concern.
It would go up
Please.
Fast.
Is this a pro-cannabis city, by the way?
Not yet.
January.
Yeah, I'm a very avid cannabis supporter, so I hope to see that.
Somehow we guessed that. Yeah. I don't know how, but that was
No cigarettes. But...
No, but the cannabis.
All right, so why don't you make like a big doobie out of your beard?
Well, to be honest, I actually did a High Times beard, if you want to see a picture.
Oh, really? We were featured
so
in High
funny.
Times. We used to have the pothead party
That's
line
so
back a million years ago.
I say this as a joke, but it's also very serious. I'm marketable in about every aspect of my life with what I'm a part of, kind of like MJ is too, as well.
All right, well, Gary Faulkner, actor, model, bearded appearance maker.
Yes.
You can find him on Instagram. Just look up Gary Faulkner. Natalie Johnston, 2018 Realistic British National Champion and a Great American Champion. You're Vice President of Holy City Beard and Mustache.
Oh. We're seeing a picture of Gary from the High Times. Very nice. Very impressive.
And MJ Johnson, world champion competitive beard grower. Look all these people up. And really, on November
8th and 9th,
Brewers, 350 Brewery, their Insanity Factory in Tinley Park. I got to go check this out. Talk about people watching.
Honestly, we welcome everyone. It's a very... welcoming event. People were very nice.
Sure.
You couldn't ask to be around a better group of people.
That's
honestly.
Perfect.
Well, good luck to all of you, and nice to meet you.
Thank you so much.
I can't wait to take
us.
A picture.
Thanks all of you. Yeah, it'll be on our Facebook page later. The news is next. That comes from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.